You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm your host, Gary Temple Bodley. On this episode, Joshua talks all about purpose. What is your purpose? It could also be explained as, what is your exploration? What are you doing right now with your life? Are you exploring abundance, prosperity, or are you exploring lack? But in that exploration is your purpose. So your purpose could be to raise a family, or it could be to be of service to others, or it could be to maybe be a coach or a teacher or something like that. And if we purposely select our purpose, or we consciously select this purpose, well, then everything we need to complete that purpose will be provided by the universe. And really, the purpose of humanity is to connect each other. Physical reality tends to break us apart, and we live sort of fragmented, don't we? We're maybe far away from our family. We don't see our friends all the time. In this time of COVID, we're disconnected maybe from people at work. And so you can see how the environment tends to want to split us up. And in this time of 2020, you might look around the world and see how split up we are. But really, our purpose as humans is to bring us all together. And so if you think about that and what you're doing every day, if you think about the purpose that you're existing in right now, and if your purpose isn't really to bring people together, well, maybe you can think about that. Also, please join our Friends of Facebook group. I'm sorry, Friends of Joshua on Facebook. And you can get more information on Joshua at theteachingsofjoshua.com. And also make sure you like and subscribe. And the best thing you can do is share this podcast with your friends and also leave a review. The reviews help us get out there more. It's one of those metrics that they use to rank different podcasts. And so the more reviews, the better. So sit back, enjoy the show, and I hope you have a wonderful day. We are thrilled to be here.
We're thrilled.
Hey, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Have you ever thought about what the human purpose is? And in thinking about what the human purpose is, have you ever thought about what your purpose is, what your role is within humanity? And if you think about the purpose of a squirrel or a single cell amoeba, they're all living their purpose. The virus is living its purpose. Everything that's functioning in physical reality is there to serve a purpose. And the species as a whole advances evolutionary as each individual aspect of that species fulfills its purpose. Those that are not fulfilling the purpose or the purpose that they intended prior to the birth are sort of spinning out of control and creating a little bit of chaos, which spurs on new life and new ideas and new evolutionary themes and responses. Now, without needing to know what the purpose of humanity is, you can think more in terms of what your purpose is. What is your purpose? If you were a policeman, you might say, my purpose is to find and eliminate crime. And so your purpose as in that role would be to finding offenders of some law. And so you would be seeking and attracting those criminal elements in your jurisdiction or your community and trying to solve what you perceive to be the problem of crime. If you are a doctor, you might be seeking patients or sick people so that you can solve the problem of their illness. If you are a politician, you might be creating new laws. So you would be trying to find issues or find problems to solve with some sort of law. And if this is not really the necessary purpose of who you truly are, well, you would be exploring who you're truly not. Not in a bad way, not in a way that is out of line with anything that's important or necessary within all of this. It's simply that what if you could choose your purpose? What if you could be more aligned with how the system works? What if you could find more joy? What if that was your purpose? Was the purpose was to go on a journey of self-discovery to discover who you truly are? Well, then you look it around and you say, have I been living this purpose? Well, you certainly have been expanding through experiences to discover more of who you truly are, or at least to have the opportunity to discover who you truly are, or to have the opportunity to discover who you're not. And either way is fine. There is no right or wrong in any of this. It is all an expansive journey. But you have come, all of you here now, seeking new information that will enable you to live more effectively in alignment with the intentions you set prior to your birth to discover your authentic self, to live a more limitless experience of physical reality. And so now that you find yourself here, you can say, in the past, possibly my purpose was this job, or my purpose was to eke out a living for myself and my family, or my purpose might have been to gain the appreciation and the respect of those around me, instead of your purpose being to connect those around you, to bring them in, to connect your community, to serve in some capacity, to become an example of alignment for others to follow. And you say, well, now, thinking more clearly about how this universe is set up and the rules of this game, in order for me to more effectively travel along that path of self-discovery, what purpose would serve that exploration? Would it be to try and get others to like, love, and appreciate me? Possibly not. Possibly that would be the old approach to life. And that purpose, if you chose that, would be to find those who did not like, love, or respect you, who did not conform to show you that you were worthy of their love, to bring with you or bring with them manifestation events so that you could see the limiting beliefs. And that is a valuable purpose. But since you've come to this new realization that those limiting beliefs will be shown to you no matter what you're doing, then now you can change your focus, you can change your path, you can turn the other cheek, and you could say to yourself, which purpose would enable me to not continue that exploration of who I wasn't, but instead to conduct an effective exploration of who I truly am? Well, in that, we would say the purpose could be to find and maintain alignment. And as you find and maintain alignment, you will be receiving inspiration. You'll be connected to your inner self. You would be receiving the intelligence and the wisdom of that inner self specific to you and to all of the things that you came into this reality to uncover, to explore, to play around with. And in the playing around with of new experiences that would highlight certain limiting beliefs or certain fear-based performances that you are sort of trying to move away from due to fear, due to negative emotion, you would say, here I am, now understanding more about the laws of the universe, now relaxing into this idea that there's nothing I have to do while I'm here, that this is simply a fun exploration, that this system of physical reality is a platform of self-discovery, and that I intended to discover who I truly am, which is source, which is love. And as I'm moving along this path of self-discovery, I will encounter blockages or limiting beliefs, possibly limiting beliefs that I adopted during this life, possibly limiting beliefs that I brought with me to this life. And in the acknowledgement that there are limiting beliefs that you cannot see, you realize that if you're going with the flow, always seeking and finding alignment, always choosing a perspective that helps you maintain that alignment, and always in communication and in guidance with your inner self will guide you to these experiences. You may say, inner self, do not guide me to any experiences where I will feel negative emotion. And your inner self might comply, might help you create a very, very small limited life where you are isolated away from any potential negative emotion. But this doesn't really align with the intentions you set prior to your birth because you are all intrepid explorers. You are all master creators. You could not be here otherwise. You are all leaders and teachers in your own right. Yet there is a limiting belief there that says that you are not source. You are not one with all that is. You are nothing more than a lonely individual. And so you will have to be working in a way to overcome that limiting belief and other limiting beliefs around ultimately your worthiness in all certain areas. Now, this may seem complex to you. This may seem overwhelming. How am I going to go through and change and challenge all of those limiting beliefs? I don't even know what they are. Well, there's a system in place that's designed to help you to see those limiting beliefs. And unfortunately, that system includes a bit of negative emotion. Because when you face a manifestation event that points out a limiting belief, you will feel fear, you will look at your reality from that limited perspective, and your inner self will send you guidance in the form of negative emotion. You may say, oh, the negative emotion doesn't feel good, so I don't want to expand anymore. Please let me live a nice, calm, comfortable life without this possibility of negative emotion. And we say, that does not align with what you intended. You intend to expand. And possibly in the past, you have been expanding in suffering, thinking that bad things were happening to you, when all along that was never true. Because each of those manifestation events that you encountered in the past had led you to a new understanding of those limitations. Now, if you had blamed the outside conditions, that person should not have said that thing to me to cause me to expand. Well, this is not true. That person must have spoken to you in that manner so that it would trigger a limiting belief, so that you could expand through that experience and see that limiting belief and then have an opportunity to adjust it. Because if you adjust your limiting beliefs and make them less intense, as you know, your vibration rises and you become a match to everything you truly want. And in that exploration and expansion through those manifestation events, you become more aware of who you truly are. And from your perspective, this might seem painful. This might seem like this isn't how the system should work. And that's only because you've been resisting it in the past, because you've been looking at the manifestation event as an indication of how well you're doing. And if people like, love, and respect you, that seems to mean that you're doing well, that you are worthy. And while we'll say that's true, there's always some more limiting beliefs to uncover. And as you uncover them, guess what? You see yourself from a higher perspective. You see yourself as more capable. You have a bit more confidence when you're looking at all of this from the higher perspective of source. And of course, you are source. So when you're aligned with source, you're aligned with who you truly are. And that's where all your power comes from. That's where all the brilliant ideas come from. That's where all the exciting interactions with other people come from. The illusion is that in the state of fear, holding on to your own limitations, you're safe, does not work. It is not true. And you've seen that by looking at your past life and realizing where you are now and how you've gotten to this point. So in order to progress more effectively forward, choose for yourself this purpose. My purpose in life is to discover who I truly am by maintaining my alignment. And I maintain my alignment by choosing a perspective that happens to be aligned with who I truly am, my source self. And therefore, my purpose is to express love and acceptance to myself, to everyone else, and to the conditions, living as much in the moment or even in the day as possible, recognizing that I am a master explorer coming to challenge this reality in a way that has never been challenged before. Because up until this point, man has been living more under the illusion of separation than you are. And as you embrace this idea that you are all one with the purpose of finding alignment and serving humanity to bring you all together all across the globe, every one of the 7+ billion of you, so that you can live in joy yourself in service to all of them, the universe lines up behind you because you are serving your purpose. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Hi, Joshua.
Yes.
You know, you said that we're here to have a fun exploration, but every morning I wake up with a very heavy head where I feel like it's just squeezing the insides, and I lose my motivation to make it a wonderful day. And then what I notice is that if I step out into the backyard or my front yard, I automatically feel a little better. So I feel like perhaps there's deeper meaning in this beyond what's at face value, which is, oh, I like being outside. It's nice. I feel like there's something else. Like, what does home represent? What does it represent being inside the home versus being outside the house?
It's exactly the same thing. It's just your perspective is a little differently. Okay. You can often see that when you're in nature, you feel more calm, more ease. You see more beauty around you because you are not attached to what the nature means about you. You assume that you did not create the nature and that you need not control any of it. And so you are having no resistance to the nature. Imagine traveling to a lovely park, seeing the trees and the squirrels and the animals. From your perspective, it looks like everything is operating perfectly in this beautiful setting. You can simply enjoy it because there's no resistance. Then you move into the house and you say, oh, it's lonely in here, or I don't like the color of the walls, or we're going to have to replace this roof, or how are we going to pay for the mortgage, or is this a city we want to live in, or blah, 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 blah. Is the house too big? Is it too small? Is it too hot, too cold? And you are not being present in the abundance of beauty that exists in the house because you're focused on the tiny minutia that you think is wrong. And your approach to life in the past has been, the more I can control something, the more I can fix it and improve it, and eventually I'll like it. You don't have that approach to nature because nature is already there. It's created for you. There's nothing you have to do. There's no way you can control it. It is simply beauty. Well, the house would be exactly the same thing if you need not control any of it. And your life would be the same thing if you need not control any of it. If you needed not to control yourself in any aspect, if you saw yourself as perfect, you would look in the mirror and you would feel the sense of beauty and ease as you do when you look in nature. It's simply resistance. Give up the resistance based in control, based in the fear that you're not enough, that the conditions aren't enough, that the other people aren't enough. Give all of that up, and we promise you, you will live in the exact same way indoors as outdoors.
So then why do I have that pain, squeezing feeling in my head the moment I open my eyes?
That's the moment you start your resistance.
Really?
That's the moment. That's the moment.
Oh my God.
If you were to go 2 minutes in ease and resistance when you woke up, you would be in a time and place of acceptance until something happened or you noticed something or a resistant thought came in to fix some problem. But the problem does not actually exist. The problem is always an illusion. This is a little bit hard for you to understand in the beginning. In the beginning, you come with the old approach to life, based in fear and control. I must improve myself, my conditions, and the people around me. I must control myself. I must control these conditions. I must control these people. Control, 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 all based in fear that unless you control it all, you'll never get what you want. Now, Granted, that may be your old approach to life, maybe the approach to life that you were programmed with as a child, but rationally, you can see that that's never worked because you exist in a state of dis-ease. You are not accepting what is, you are resisting what is, thinking it should be different than it was, than it is. Thinking you should be different. If only I was different, then I'd be happy. If only I was different, then people would like, love, and respect me. If only I could fix my problem here, here, and here, then they would like me. They would accept me. They would love me. I would get the love that I need from outside. Well, guess what? The illusion is outside. There is no outside of you. Everything is a projection from inside. Everything is tied to your acceptance of yourself. And the more you accept yourself, the more the reality around you shows you that acceptance. The more fear you're in, the more control you want to exert, and the more resistance that you have to yourself, the more that reality is reflected back. And you can see through the law of attraction, if you start as a baby and you are perfect the day you're born and you're perfect at two and you're maybe walk or talk and now you're 5 years old and now you possibly do things that trigger the limiting beliefs of, say, your parents. And they say, be careful. Look both ways before you cross the street. We don't want anything to happen to you. Because if something happens to you, they know they'll feel negative emotion. So their purpose now is to keep you safe. And so they are flooded with fears about you. So they're constantly asking you to be different than you are so that they can solve that negative emotion that they're feeling in the insecurity that something might happen to you and the ramifications of what they will feel if something happens to you. And so you learn the same approach to life. And you go forward thinking, okay, I was walking around as a toddler. I almost stumbled and hit my head on the coffee table. And they felt fear and they asked me to be different. They asked me to be different, so I became different for them. And so I was a little bit more timid. I didn't do a lot of things I was inspired to do because I didn't want them to reject me. This idea that they were trying to keep you safe in order to avoid negative emotion, you took as rejection towards who you truly were. And so you always had to be something for someone else to hopefully not trigger their limiting beliefs. As long as their limiting beliefs weren't triggered, they showed you love. Good girl, you got a good grade on this class. Good girl, you have a new friend. Oh, look at the artwork you painted. Good girl, good girl, good girl. Well, you learned to manipulate them by being this version of you that wasn't true. And so you did the things that you thought they would approve of, and you didn't do the things you thought they wouldn't approve of because you didn't want to incur their rejection. Because you believed the love that you were feeling was coming from them. But guess what was happening? You were naturally in alignment when you were 2 years old. You were naturally feeling the love flowing from source when you were 2 years old. And when you were, say, 5 years old, and you are now exploring and looking around and walking around and getting into what you might call trouble, they rejected you. They said you are wrong. They said you should not be this way. And what happened? You felt fear. You felt negative emotion, you felt rejection, and you assumed that the love you were feeling was because they were loving you. And they may have even told you this. It was never true. They can't really love you. They can't really know who you are. They have a vision of you based on their perception of reality, based on their belief system. They do not realize that you are equal to them when you were born. They do not realize who you are in the non-physical and who they are. They do not understand the connection they have to you over eternities of interacting with you in the non-physical and the physical. They assume you are this helpless baby that must be taught. And so their purpose now is to make sure that nothing bad happens to you. And so every fear comes through them and it's placed on you. And you adopt limiting beliefs about yourself, assuming that if you were that perfect two-year-old once again, if you achieved that state, then finally, they would love you the way you felt love back then. But the love was never coming from them. It was always coming from source.
So, wow, that's very enlightening. I didn't expect such an answer. When I was thinking about my question that I wanted an answer to very badly, I thought, okay, there's symbolism here. There's pain in my head, it hurts, and I step outside, I feel better. So I started analyzing it, and I thought, oh, okay, what this is trying to tell me is that I'm too much in my head. I'm constantly thinking about myself. I'm constantly trying to improve myself. I'm constantly thinking about just me. And when I step outside, I feel better. And I assume that meant like, okay, it's time to step out of me and go out into the world, connect with others, do things for them in any which way, whether it's to have fun over dinner or to volunteer somewhere. So that was how I analyzed it. And your answer is so different.
It's actually the exact same answer.
It is?
Your answer is brilliant. It's exactly the same answer. Because if you go out and become in service to others, whether that's over a nice dinner, connecting with people, or anything else that you choose to do, you are taking it away from me. Me is the persona that you adopted that needs to be protected, that needs to be different than it is in order to get love. You make that persona malleable by changing your focus away from you towards others. You take your focus away from you when you move out to nature because the nature doesn't know who that persona is. The nature, if some of you have pets at home, the pet is never judging you because the pet sees right through the persona to who you truly are. You never have to be different than you are around the pet. The pet is accepting you, and in that acceptance, you assume the pet loves you. And the pet does love you. But it would love anyone in your shoes because it is a being of love, simply expressing love, not trying so hard to manipulate you. You have around people, especially those who are important in your life, one persona that you've crafted carefully that says, this is the persona that will enable me to get others to like, love, and respect me, especially those close to me. It's much easier for you to accept, say, your friends or even a cashier at a store because you are not attached to their outcome or their impression of you or the manipulation of them so that they like you as you are, say, parents or a mate or even children, because you very much have learned that their response to you causes you either to feel good or bad. And so you associate your good feeling with their response. It's actually, if you were interpreting them to be being accepting of you, then you feel good. The feeling good is because you've dropped resistance. They're acting in a way that allows you to feel good. You're conditioned response is when they approve of you, when they commend you for something you've done, when they say, look how good you are, whatever that is, you're using that as an excuse to find your alignment. The love is actually coming from inside because that love is flowing all the time. When you are discouraged, angry, upset, jealous, envious, or any other negative emotion, you're simply cutting off that tie to that love coming from source. And you're hooking up into a stream of consciousness based in fear. And you're receiving thoughts that correspond to how you're feeling because it makes sense. and what you're believing. That's all that's happening. It's a disassociation between the true thing. So when you walk out into nature, there's no fear of rejection from the nature. So there's no resistance. And so you actually see through Source's eyes the beauty of the nature. And because you're seeing it through Source's eyes, you feel good because Source is flowing through you. You've taken your attention away from something that, from in your opinion, wasn't beautiful because there were a lot of possible issues with the house or with the environment of the house or with the people in the house. And you've stepped out of that into nature where there's less resistance. And so the love and the good feeling is naturally flowing. Now, when you say it's all about me, 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 we would say this is the transactional approach to life. I'm only being good to get them to love me. That's the only reason. And so everything I do is a transaction. I'll do this thing for you so that you can show me love and appreciation. And if you don't show me love and appreciation for the thing I do, then I'm going to either blame you or think something's wrong with me. And this approach to life is how most humans live. It is not effective. Now, if you were to say, I'm going to do this thing for you because I love you, and I don't want anything back. I don't expect anything. In fact, I know you can't give me anything back. Imagine if you went to your mother's house and you said, Mother, I'm going to clean this entire house from top to bottom. Would she appreciate that? Well, maybe she would, but maybe she wouldn't, because she would say, why does my daughter think she needs to come to my house and clean it? Does she think my house is messy? Is this why she's doing it? It would be all based on her limiting beliefs. And so the thing that you do out of love will either trigger a limiting belief or not. It might trigger a beneficial belief, but you have no control over that because you have no control over anyone else's belief system. You just do what you're inspired to do. And if they appreciate it, great. If they have a manifestation event, great. It's exactly the same thing. You're not doing it for you, you're doing it for them. Now, here's an important part of this. You think, oh, I have the inspired idea to go to my mother's house and clean a whole house and say, take the day off, go out to have a nice lunch with your friends. By the time you get back, everything's going to be spick or span. I'm just doing it out of love. They may say, what a wonderful daughter. Now, if you're doing this to get her to say, what a wonderful daughter, you're being transactional. If you don't care whether she appreciates it or not, you're being non-transactional. You're doing it out of love. And you will clean that entire house more rapidly, more effectively, and in more joy than anything you've ever done when you're non-transactional. Now, if you're being non-transactional and she gets very upset at you, why are you doing this? Do you think my house is a mess? You still don't care. You still don't care because she's having a manifestation event, and that's such a good thing. It's a gift from you to show her limiting beliefs, that she needs to worry about what you think of her, that she thinks you're judging her when you're not. You see? Think about those two ways of approaching life. You can see now as you step back, obviously, the non-transactional approach of acting on inspiration and not having any attachment to an outcome whatsoever will enable the entire power of the universe to flow through you, and you might do a very mundane thing in absolute joy. You see, because you're doing it out of love, not out of me, 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 out of fear. Anything you do for yourself in that respect, transactionally, you're doing based in fear. I have to effort and struggle to do this thing to get the appreciation of these people. I'm only putting in 50%, and they have to meet me the other 50%. If I put in 51%, then I get shortchanged. If I put in 49%, well, then they get shortchanged, you see? And it can never work that way, because they have a certain perception of reality that will never align with yours. The only thing that works is the absolute acting on any inspired action in love without the attachment to what it means about you or the outcome.
So regarding my house, I have been inspired to paint it. internal walls and exterior. Am I doing that so my parents will approve of me? Or am I doing it because I have a love for colors? I have an authentic desire to make it prettier.
Excellent. Are you going to be painting it yourself?
No.
Are you going to have someone paint it?
Yeah.
What is the outcome that you want?
I want a pretty house.
What is the current state of your house?
I don't like it.
So you want to change the conditions in order to do what? To feel better?
Yeah.
And you think that if the colors of the house were different, you'd be more likely to feel better. And the current colors of the house make you feel bad.
See, the thing is, my parents gave me this house.
Okay.
So the
current colors, just the colors themselves, do the current colors of the house make you feel anything?
Dull.
Okay. So you're saying that the outside conditions have an influence on how you feel.
Yeah.
Now, since you're the creator of your reality, is that really possible?
No.
So you feel off, not in alignment, and you look around and you say, why do I feel bad? Why do I feel bad? What's out here? It's the colors of this house. That's it. That makes me feel bad. So I'm going to hire some contractors, pay them, have the whole house in disarray, let them paint the whole house different colors, and guess what happens? You bring the old you to the new house. And the same thing happens over and over again. Maybe it's not the colors. Maybe now it's the tile or the kitchen or this or that or this or that. We suggest this. The first part of the process is to find alignment, which means to say that in alignment, I accept myself, everyone else, and the conditions. I accept it. How do I accept it? I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. I look for the positive aspects. I start realizing that it's my perception of reality that creates the reality, not the other way around. The observational reality that you see with your senses does not create the feelings. It's your reaction to those things that creates the feelings, and that's always based on your perception of yourself. So choose to see everything as perfect and realize that you are creating all this anyway. Now, from that place of acceptance, once you get to that place, you might be inspired. You might be inspired to paint the house. Maybe there'd be a thing. You might read an article. You might watch a TV show. You might go, oh my God, that's the color. That's the color I've been looking for. And then making sure that you know that nothing outside of you is ever going to make you feel anything. You say, just for the fun and exploration of it, what would it be like if we painted this wall? And then you could step back and you say, I'm a master interior designer. Look at this wall. It's unbelievable. And that would add to the joy of your experience. So every action taken in fear reinforces your limited perception of yourself. And you explore who you're not. Every action taken in joy and love and alignment reinforces who you truly are and adds to the joy of that being who you truly are. So we say, don't act on any urges to change the conditions. Practice a little bit of acceptance. Find your alignment and wait for that true inspiration to come through. And that true inspiration, you have no attachment to the outcome. I'm doing this for the experiment, for the exploration, not to make myself feel better. If I do it, if I push past the fear and do it, I will have an experience. And that experience could lead me right into a manifestation event. I could paint the wall and say, wow, I suck at choosing colors. Manifestation event. You can process that limiting belief. And that was the gift in the inspiration. Or you could say, look at this. Look how much nicer the house is. Isn't this fun? What next? What next? What next? All these things.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Can I ask a question, Joshua?
Yes.
I had a question regarding the inner being or the non-physical self. I was wondering if it was separate from the physical body or not.
Never. Not okay. For an instant. Completely join.
Okay.
Imagine you exist in the non-physical. You mm-hmm. are whole with your inner self. And mm-hmm. you are whole with source itself. And you're mm-hmm. whole with all that is. Mm-hmm. There's no separation of it. Mm-hmm. Now, in that mesh between who you truly are and source, it's equal. Yes, there is this interesting aspect of this explorer version of me, and there is source, and I am one with all that is. Mm-hmm. And there's no need to say, this is the inner self, this is the physical self, this is the source part, and all of that is all that is outside of me. It is all one. Even if you are perceiving others, mm-hmm. you are perceiving them as source, as this explorer, and as all that is. Mm-hmm. In physical reality, there's the illusion of separation. That's all that is, the illusion of separation. So you say, let's go and experience another physical life. And you set intentions, or we should say that the whole system is designed for the intentions that come perfectly. For instance, if you knew that your physical life, you were living life perfectly, that everything that was going to unfold was going to unfold perfectly, would you ever set intentions?
No.
Well, you might, just with the intention that I intend to perceive this as perfect. I intend to see everything from the higher perspective. I intend to go with the flow of these experiences and joy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see? And so similar intentions are set prior to birth. Now, as you are born, you do not perceive that you are separate from source.
Right.
You do not perceive that you're limitless, that you're limited. You perceive that you're limitless. You do mm-hmm. not perceive that you're separate from your inner self. Your inner self is communicating with you all the time. You don't really realize this illusion that you're here and your inner self is over there. It's not until you get hungry or you feel fear or something in physical reality sort of gives you the illusion that now you're not connected with your inner self. But of course, you eat when you're a baby, and you're reconnected with your inner self right away. And there's really no perception that your inner self is not with you in this body. And then you get more aware and more mm-hmm. into physical reality, and the separation grows. But that doesn't mean there's separation. It just means the illusion is stronger.
Okay.
And so what you're doing now is you're coming back together to remove the layers of this illusion so that you are one with your inner self, acting as a blended, limitless, magnificent being of love in physical reality, effectively traveling your journey of self-discovery. Mm-hmm. So you could say your purpose now is to see past the illusion of separation with source, your inner self, and all that is. And in doing that, you attract experiences that help you see past the illusion. Hence the reason you're here asking this question right now.
Right. And the reason really I'm asking the question is because I had an experience once where I stepped outside of my consciousness and I was as if I was behind, I stood behind myself and my consciousness was no longer in this physical body, but it seemed like it was in a non-physical body.
So you didn't step outside your consciousness. You mm-hmm. stepped outside the illusion that you are your body.
I stepped outside the illusion that I am my body. And why did it feel like it was not in my body?
Well, your consciousness is in the non-physical everywhere. It's
yes.
infinite,
yes.
you see.
Right.
And you are like pretending to stuff it into a body so mm-hmm. that you can have this experience of physical reality.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. In essence, the body is no more real than the walls and the computer than anything else.
Right.
It is, you are perceiving it from a specific vantage point that gives the illusion of non-physical.
That gives the illusion of non-physical.
Where is non-physical?
It's everywhere.
Which would include where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, where is your inner self?
That was my question. I thought the non-physical part of me is really what I thought it was.
What's the non-physical part of you?
I thought it was what I had experienced when I stepped out of my body.
Well, that was non-physical, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that was you, wasn't it?
Yes.
And so the body is the illusion of you.
The body is the illusion of me.
The reality of you is the non-physical consciousness.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, there is not a you that's physical and a you that's non-physical. It's just a you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you meditate mm-hmm. and if you observe your thoughts, mm-hmm. you can know that you are not those thoughts.
Yes.
They just come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Come and go. You are the radio, not the songs being played on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And mm-hmm. so, mm-hmm. as you're being guided by the you that isn't buying into the illusion,
mm-hmm.
you are still experiencing the illusion for what purpose? For the purpose of growth and exploration.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can have visceral experiences, because in the non-physical, as you exist in a state of infinite eternity and magnificence mm-hmm. with no fear, you don't have the opportunity to have these experiences. You could still do it. You could be in the non-physical. You could set up a nice garden. You could put a table. You could put a bottle of wine and two best friends, but you would all know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I get why we're here.
Yes,
right. Because we don't have that there. So
now your inner self is mm-hmm. guiding you towards all of the experiences that will help you ascend to another level of awareness as you intended prior to your birth to discover more of who you really are. And as you come to the fruition of that discovery of who you are, what will mm-hmm. you discover in physical reality?
That I'm one with everything.
That you are source, that you are love, that you are one with all. And mm-hmm. then the illusion, once you get to that point, will fade away, will be removed, and you will say, ha-ha, this is the non-physical. I get it now. I didn't have to die and go to heaven. I could understand it here in physical terms.
Okay.
Now, yes, will that ever happen? Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it will happen. Does it need to happen? No, of course not. Does it need to happen? Mm-mm. But mm-hmm. the journey is the fun part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're either going with the flow of that journey or resisting it. Now, what would make it a more fun journey? To go with the flow or to resist it even more?
To go with the flow.
And your inner self knows that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet, mm-hmm. as you go with the flow, get more inspired ideas, more expansive experiences, you encounter deeper limiting beliefs and some more fear. But at a greater level, at a higher vibration, at closer to removing the illusion altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you lived in absolute fear. You mm-hmm. were in poverty. You felt a victim. You were abused. You were had no control over anything. Everything mm-hmm. was dark and black. You had no hope. Well, that is an exploration. And it's a valid exploration. And it's something that cannot be explored in the non-physical. And so there are many who come here for that kind of exploration. You are at a different vibration from that. Can you see?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so are you more interested now into ascending to even higher levels of awareness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say yes, but is that actually true? Because as you do, you will face new realities that will challenge your limited belief system. And you'll say, oh, that's scary. Oh, I don't think I could do that. Ooh, I don't know how about that. What if I get rejected? What if I lose something? What if I die? Mm-hmm. You will have to face this death, loss, rejection triptych of fear as you ascend to higher levels of awareness, peeling back the layers of illusion. Mm-hmm. And most humans are saying, no, 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 I'm good right here. This is fine. I'll effort and struggle and toil to get other people to love me, but at least I have a construct of what reality is, and I don't have to put myself out there facing even more possibility of rejection or loss or death. Ooh, death. Oh, my God. We wouldn't want to face any death. We wouldn't want to do anything risky. I don't want to lose my money. I don't want to lose my house. I don't want to lose my job. All of those things are holding me back from becoming who I'm being, but I'm going to hold on to those things. I don't want to act on that inspiration because I might fail. People might think I'm foolish. People might criticize me for what I'm doing. I better play it safe. I better play it small. I better live in more fear. I better try and control my ascension by living a limited life. Mm-hmm. And that's never going to work because you're ascending anyway. And if it's not this life, it's the next life. And if it's not that life, it's the next life. And if it's not that life, it's the millionth life after that. So you are holding back, holding back, holding back, holding back, thinking this roller coaster is going too fast. It's going too fast because you fear death, loss, and rejection. And if you were to say, my purpose is ascension. My purpose is expansion. Mm-hmm. The purpose of human life is expansion from limited to limitless to discover who each individual is, where each individual eventually discovers its source. That's the purpose. Not to make money, not to get like, love, and respect from others, not to get seen as worthy from outside conditions, not to control, not to have excess money in the bank. None of that is meaningful at all. And the beautiful thing about where you exist in this time and place of 2020, with all the things that are happening, you're getting to re-examine that old approach to life is not the purpose of humanity. It's a aberration of it, a short-term one, a short-term one. The purpose of humanity is bringing together connection, connection with each other, with their bodies, with their inner self, to gain the wisdom that comes through them, not by following anyone they think is a leader.
Okay.
So you're seeing all the leaders fall. One by one by one by one. They're not being who they thought, who you thought they were being. Oh, the president, I must follow the wisdom of the president. It's just another human who's doing his best or her best to explore who they truly are. And in that exploration, they believe their purpose is the leader, so they must find and control their followers. Where the true purpose of humanity is to discover the inner self, that their source itself, and their connection to all that is, including all the other people, the planet, the stars, the solar system, is all one.
Okay. But when I stepped out of myself there, you know, can you explain one more time why it felt like I was stepping out? Was that the illusion?
You were stepping out of the illusion.
Oh.
You weren't stepping out of yourself. Yourself was stepping out of the illusion.
Myself.
The consciousness is who you are, not the
person. How come it had to feel like I was outside the body to do that?
Because you were attached to the body. You think this is myself. This is myself.
Mm-hmm.
Your perception of reality and your consciousness is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffed into an illusion of the body. But you don't have to think the body is you. You know that the body is comprised of trillions of cells and each cell is living an individual life. Mm-hmm. And you have some modicum of control over it. But it is not you. The pinky is not you. It's your pinky. It's attached to this thing, this spacesuit you're walking around in, but that's not you. Yeah. When you meditate and know that that thought is not you. Who is thinking the thought and who is observing the thought? You see, the consciousness that happens to be in this body, but you could transfer the consciousness anywhere. You could transfer on the other side of the world. You can be anywhere at any time. You do not have to be contained within that body. You can be in the body and somewhere else at the same time. When you are really connecting to another person, do you ever get their thoughts before they do?
Yes.
Have you ever been really thinking about someone and the phone rings and it's them?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a time? Is that you? Is that you in the physical body? Or is that you in the consciousness that expands beyond that? The consciousness is the expansive part. The illusion is it's this body, this time, this place, this life, this anything about you.
Okay. And so when that consciousness travels, when the body stays here, is that the inner being, though, that travels? Or is it just consciousness?
You're trying to separate yourself from your inner self.
Yeah.
We call it inner self, not inner being, because it's self. It's you. It's who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, the illusion is that there's something outside of you. So when you might have heard the first time that Esther said inner being, you might have imagined that this is the part of you that exists in heaven and is looking down on you and watching you and seeing how you're doing and maybe guiding you here and there and sending you emotions once in a while.
I actually thought it was my double.
It is you. When you return to the non-physical, you will see you as you look in your body, just glowing and radiating from the inside. You will see the true beauty of who you are, clearly through the eyes of Source. You will see that there was never a separation. There was never half of you there and half of you here. It was all you here and there all at the same time. But from a human term, that concept is a little far out there. It's a little hard to grasp. But you're not your body. You're not your identity. You're not your persona. You're not definable by any terms whatsoever, because you are limitless and you are beyond description and you are beyond any identification. You tend to identify with certain features that you deem good and respectable and honorable, but that's just an illusion as well. Your persona is the real illusion of all of it. You're not your body, you're not your persona, you're not your job, you're not your role, you're not any of that. You are Source existing in this illusion for the fun and pleasure of it and for the expansion of it. And if you go with the flow of this idea, knowing that your purpose is to find alignment, well, then this platform becomes exciting, enjoyable, and fun. And that's all that's ever going on here.
Can I just clarify with Jessica's question? So are you saying then that when you step out of your, when Jessica stepped out of her physical body, that is the true essence of us, our spirit selves, our true selves?
Would you say that the clothes you're wearing absolutely define you?
No.
And so when you take off the clothes, what's left? You see, it's the same thing. When you take off the body, what's left is the true self.
Yeah.
You see.
So when she steps out of her body, that is the essence of our spirit soul selves.
That is it. Yeah. It's not the essence, it is it.
Okay.
That is it. And that is in her now. That is her now. She just has a few identifications with limiting beliefs that cause her to perceive the illusion that she is not that, that she's separate from that.
Yeah, I think most of us have that, don't we? We kind of associate.
Only about 100% of you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't have the illusion, there'd be no purpose. You'd be on to the next thing. You would not be here in this physical reality.
Yeah.
And you very, very, very much wanted to be here because it is the most fun place in the universe. It's just your choice of perspective that makes it fun or resistant.
So the goal is to try and be the soul self more and more and more and combine it as one.
We simply say this, there is no goal. It's always working out for you. You can't make a mistake. Everything's perfect. Yeah. But if you can take a perspective that your purpose is to find alignment, and however you find alignment will enable you to move along that journey more gracefully, then that's what we would say would be a fun and enjoyable approach to life. You are an amazing group of explorers who have the ability to play with us in these leading edge thoughts. You must give yourself credit for that. You did not get here by accident, whether you're on this call now or listening to it at some other date. You came here for a purpose. Your purpose is to live life in joy, following along a lovely path of self-discovery and expansion for no other reason than the joy that that could bring you. And if you're going with the flow in those moments, you feel that joy. And if you're resisting, you feel that resistance. Ease up on that resistance by choosing your purpose to be alignment, and this whole game becomes so much more fun. And it was intended to be fun. It's not intended to be serious, because there's nothing serious going on here. When you return to the non-physical, you will see that and you will laugh. You will laugh at yourselves and everyone else for how serious they're taking this stuff. You're taking it seriously only as a form of control. That control is based in fear. Let go of the fear. It naturally becomes enjoyable and fun and exciting and adventurous and exhilarating. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.